Dr. Pinsky dictating a female I am man, Shanti, S-H-A-N-T-I, Lakhan, L-A-K-H-A-N. Shanti Lakhan is a 64-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 2/19/21. Paired she slipped and fell on the walkway in front of the building due to ice. Paired she landed on her right side. Paired she got up and then fell again onto her right hand. Paired she believes she injured the right side of her body, thigh, hip, groin, and hand, and was seen at Capitol Health Emergency Room on 3/11/21. Paired she had further evaluation, leading to a diagnosis of carpal tunnel syndrome. Paired this was repaired surgically on 2/28/22. Paired she has completed a course of active treatment on 5/13/22. Paired new paragraph, as per the record supplied, Ms. Lakhan was seen by Dr. Fletcher on 3/3/21. Paired x-rays revealed a minimally displaced metacarpal fracture. Paired she was also diagnosed with a displaced fracture at the base of the second metacarpal on her right hand. Paired her hand was placed into a brace. Paired she then was seen at employee health on 3/9/21, explaining she had not sought treatment after the fall for a few weeks. Paired she had worked with persistent discomfort in her right hand. Paired she also complained of pain in the groin and lateral thigh with radiation into her calf. Paired she also had intermittent pain on the outside of her foot. Paired she was diagnosed with an injury to the index finger as well as the right hip pain into her foot. Paired on 3/12/21, she went to the emergency room complaining of body ache, comma, right leg pain, comma, right hand pain. Paired she was evaluated and diagnosed with contusion / synovitis of the right hip as well as fracture to the metacarpal. Paired she returned to employee health and had a lumbar MRI on 4/3/21. Paired it showed bulging disc at L4-5 with stenosis and a bulging disc at L5-S1 with moderate to severe stenosis. Paired on 4/16/21, she had a right wrist MRI that showed degenerative changes in the thumb. Paired the paragraph, she was seen at Capitol Health on 4/12/21. And the MRI of the right hip was thought to be normal. Paired there was no real evidence of lumbar radicular pain. Paired she was diagnosed with chronic pain in the right lateral thigh and groin. Paired she returned to Dr. Fletcher on 4/26/21. Paired he reviewed the wrist MRI and found it was negative for fracture. Paired she was going to wean off a brace and participate in formal physical therapy. Paired new paragraph, Ms. Lakhan was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Tidings, TYD-INGS, on 4/27/21. Paired straight leg raising maneuver was normal, with no radicular symptoms. Paired reviewed the MRI of 4/3/21 and thought it showed degenerative changes with no evidence of herniation or nerve impingement. Paired also thought the MRI of the hip was negative. Paired she recommended an injection and referral to pain management. Paired she continues to be seen by Dr. Fletcher. Paired on 5/26/21, Dr. Alvarez, pain specialist, reviewed the MRI and felt it showed degenerative disc disease with a bulging disc at L5-S1 with mild stenosis. Paired on 7/26/21, he performed an injection to the lumbar spine. On 6/21/21, Dr. Fletcher administered an injection to the right wrist. Paired she followed up on 7/19/21, stating she had persistent pain in the index finger, but had some improvement in the right thumb. Paired she did not want to pursue surgery, nor did she want another injection. Paired interestingly, on 9/27/21, She advised Dr. Fletcher she had resolution of her thumb pain, but still had pain in the right hand. Baird's physical exam was normal, but he felt her symptoms were out of proportion with her physical findings and recommended a second-hand specialist opinion. Baird, she was seen in that regard by Dr. Ark, A-R-K, on 10/25/21. Baird, he noted she had minimal relief of pain for a couple of days with an injection. Baird, he recommended a CAT scan as well as a nerve conduction study. Baird, on 10/28/21, she had an EMG that was negative by Dr. Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A, period. In paragraph, she saw Dr. Nazarian on 12/13/21 about her hip without radicular complaints. Pretty recommended she see a hip specialist to see if there was a labral tear in the hip. Pretty was then seen by Dr. Rossi, who suggested an injection that was administered on 2/2/21. Pritch underwent right carpal tunnel release surgery on 2/28/22 for postoperative diagnosis of right carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. On 4/11/21, she told Dr. Rossi the injection to her hip did not provide any relief. Period. She declined any additional physical therapy and would be doing her home exercises. Nevertheless, she returned on 6/17/22 with continued right hip pain. Dr. Rossi noted the MRI did not show any pathology. There was no evidence of a tear, and he placed her at maximum medical improvement for the hip at that point. She declined having pain management. Nevertheless, on 6/30/22, she saw pain specialist Dr. Alvarez. An injection to the buttocks only provided 50% relief. She also had a fall at home in which she complained that her right knee gave out in late June of 2022. Her pain was 8/10 at that time. Dr. Alvarez followed her progress through 9/14/22 when she had been doing acupuncture and stretching exercises, with her pain returning to baseline. She was placed in maximum medical improvement at that time. Physical exam. General appearance, she was talkative and friendly. She complained she had swelling about the right wrist from typing at work. Her daughter drove her here today. She normally drives herself to work, but has difficulty turning the steering wheel. She has swelling in her right leg and foot, and has pain in the lower extremities with manual muscle testing on the right. Extremities upper. She wore long sleeves that she pulled up for visualization. This revealed a healed right lower wrist scar consistent with carpal tunnel release. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower. Her legs were shaven. There was mild swelling of the right knee as well as anterior to the medial malleolus of the foot. There was no atrophy. There was an effusion of the knee as opposed to atrophy. The rest of that is normal. Hips and pelvis. Fabre's maneuver on the right elicited a pulling sensation in her groin, but no outright tenderness. This maneuver was negative on the left. The rest of that is normal. Cervical, she was tender with the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Thoracic normal, lumbar sacral normal. Impressions. On 2/19/21, Shanti Lacan fell on ice while outside of work. She sought treatment with Dr. Fletcher on 3/3/21 and went to the emergency room on 3/12/21. She had various x-rays done. showing a fracture of a metacarpal. Period. This was treated conservatively. Period. She had MRI studies of the lumbar spine, right hip, and right wrist, none of which showed substantial pathology. Period. She did undergo several injections, some of which provided significant relief. Period. She did have EMG / NCV on 10/28/21. By Dr. Shukla that identified carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. Eventually, each of her specialists deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. She states that her position in medical billing required her to do keyboarding all day. Period. On her own, she transferred to the emergency room, which is heavier a workload than she thought. Period. In paragraph's current examination of Ms. McCann was fairly unremarkable. Period. There's some effusion about the right knee and some swelling anterior to the right medial malleolus. Period. She had a positive Fabergé's maneuver on the right, but other provocative maneuvers and hips, feet, and ankles were negative. Period. She had full range of motion of the upper extremities without any weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Period. Neither tenales nor phalanx sign elicited paresthesias, as might be seen with carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. She ambulated with a normal gait and did not use a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. This is for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of carpal tunnel syndrome treated surgically with an excellent result. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the right hip, comma, thigh, comma, or low back. Period. As expected, she has age-related degenerative changes. Period. These were not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the subject event. Period. She asserts that she had a malformation on the bone on her right hand even after surgery. Period. Her right leg has burning and a pulsing feeling with some stiffness. Period. End.